So you get the call from Clune, you're flying over from Cleveland this morning, yeah. And you're getting the call up. What was that like?
Yeah, it was exciting. Obviously, had a game there in Cleveland last night, and had a 4 a.m. wake-up call to get to the airport, and flew into Minneapolis, and I think it was about 6 a.m., and I was still sleeping in the chair sitting in the airport. Keith comes up to me and says, congratulations, you got the call. So obviously there wasn't much sleep on the plane ride after that, so not much rest, but no, just super thankful for the opportunity.
Now, obviously your family's still in California, you couldn't be here in time, but what was it like when you made the call telling them that you were going to be in the game today?
Yeah, it was exciting, especially being against Anaheim. That was the team that, hometown team that I grew up watching, and I wish I could have been here to be here and support and watch, but I knew they were watching back home, so it was just as special for me as it was for them.
What was your grandmother's reaction?
She was excited. She was, I'm sure there were some tears there. It's special, I think. Growing up in California, it's not easy. Obviously, it's very expensive traveling at a young age. My parents sacrificed a lot, and whether it was missing work or just doing so much for me to be able to chase my dream and to be able to make my dream become a reality is definitely pretty cool.
You're familiar with this building, but what was it like actually playing when you're putting the Jets jersey on?
Yeah, it's just completely different. I don't know how to describe it. I think just looking at that 77 when I first put the jersey on, and then obviously the front and the logo, it's every kid's dream, I think. It's been a long time coming, and a lot of sacrifices and a lot of hard work, and wish we would have got the win tonight. It would have made it that much better, but can't complain. Just like I said, super thankful for the opportunity, and all you can ask for is a chance, and I'm super thankful for that.
You briefly had your first point, NHL point, but they took it away. Did you think you had a touch on that? Or
I don't know. I was just happy that we got it on the board, so it was a good feeling, and I'm happy to contribute.
Overall, what's your concern? I was just going to say, what was your overall feeling about your first NHL game?
Yeah, it was good. I think as the game went on, I felt a lot more comfortable. And obviously, he started playing a little bit more at the end. So it shows a lot, and especially not having so much sleep and coming off of pretty much 3 games to 3 nights, I felt pretty good. And I think it's pretty easy to get your adrenaline going and get up for your first NHL game. It only happens once, and it's very special.
Who in here, if anybody, said anything wise to you today?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of different guys. I don't think it's just one guy, but they're a really good leadership group in this locker room, and a lot of good veterans that have obviously been in the league for a very long time. So they definitely all made me feel very comfortable, and joking around but before the game, try to keep me loose. Obviously, I'm a little bit nervous, and but they did a great job just making me feel comfortable and telling me just to relax.
Tell us the first thing that went through your head when the coach said, "Chase, get out there in overtime."
Yeah, I don't know. I think I was just, I think the only word I probably said it 500 times already is excited. It was a great opportunity and super thankful. And it's been a long time coming to get this chance, and a lot of hard work's paid off, and it feels good.